Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He is out for the next little while. He's on a mission trip. Kel Berger producing. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. How you doing?
I am doing really, really, really good. Oh, by the way, wanted to let people know as to this. Now, Bubba, our friend Bubba from Star 100.7, his back is jacked up. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Oh, Bubba's been telling me about this, that his back, it's like the L1, the L2, the B9, the B94, who knows? All of it. It's all jacked up. So he's working from home today. He couldn't even work at all yesterday.
Yikes.
Yeah, Bubba's in bad shape. But I told Bubba about a week ago that we would give him an audience, and when he comes back in, we will. He does this Bazzy and Bubba's backpack drive, right? Where they and it's a really great initiative for kids that frankly can't afford backpacks or need a little help. Their family does. It's going to happen August 13th at the Schultz Ford locations. Drop off a backpack, gently used or new backpack, you know,
okay.
And then they can use them for so it'll happen August 13th. Quick mention there. So mark that on your calendar. I know my wife is somebody that donates every year. A lot of people mark it on their calendar to stop by one of the Schultz Ford locations, and they fill up a bunch of vehicles, and then they take them. So maybe we'll cover
good
that.
Stuff.
But I'd like to give people a little bit of a lead time so as to they can plan that day on the way to work. So it's August 13th. Good morning to you. We have Olympics moving. We got rugby happening. We got the women's soccer team. Can't score a goal. It's 0-0. Yeah. How about this? The technology blows me away. I talk about this all the time, how I guess I'm easy to please in terms of technology.
Okay.
So the Ron Man, who, would you call Ron Man a legend?
Yes. At least amongst those of us. Let me put it this way. If you've ever worked in this building for more than 15 minutes, then Ron Man is a legend to you.
Or radio in this town.
Yeah, I mean, more generally, but I mean, those of us who've actually interacted with him as co-workers over the years, then there's no doubt that he's a legend.
Now, his name's Ron Molinaro. He goes by the Ron. He's simply the Ron Man.
Yeah.
He is a sound guru. Anything that's sound, he knows what to do. He knows how to wire up a concert venue. He knows how to do radio stations, remotes, whatever. He knows how to make sound get from this place amplified to this place through speakers, through a setup, through the radio, all of it, right? Like, I got him pegged,
yep.
Right? Well, his services are highly sought after. Not only does he work here as a big main sound engineer, tech, whatever, you can hear him on the air. He could do DJ
yep.
shifts,
fills
too.
In on Star. Hey. He's filled in on Y. I mean, he was on the original B94 when it was, you know, up in the tall building up on top of Mount Washington there.
Right. He's phenomenal. So the Ron Man, his services are so sought after, he gets all these side gigs, right,
mm-hmm.
that people nationally, at television networks, whatever, to run the sound. Well, the Golf Channel is one of his regular side gigs, and the Golf Network, and then NBC and the golf coverages, because sound for a golf tournament is wild. They got to, if you've ever covered a golf tournament, like the U.S. Open at Oakmont, there are chords going everywhere, right, because they have on-course stuff. They want to hear They want to hear yep. the ball get
There's
hit.
There's mics everywhere.
Yeah.
Next to the green, next to the tee box. You got people standing with boom mics in the middle
yes,
of the fairway.
Yes.
You're trying to get as much sound as possible.
So he organizes a lot of that. Well, they flew him to Tokyo. Okay.
Amazing.
So, yeah, so he's there. But he didn't really tell anybody. All I saw was on his Facebook page, he's standing there with a mask on Dateline Tokyo.
Well, because here's the thing with Ron, man. There have been times before where, like, so he'll engineer the broadcast we do down in Bradenton, right? Spring training ones. And you could be Friday morning, right? You could be doing a broadcast at Lecon Park in Bradenton and hanging out with Ron, man, eating a McDonald's breakfast and all that, doing a show. And you get home on Friday night and you turn on the TV and he's doing a West Virginia basketball game in Lubbock.
Right.
And you happen to turn on ESPN and you're like, wait a second. I just had breakfast with Ron, man, and he's in Lubbock.
It's incredible. It's just not a big deal to him that he travels
everywhere.
He's just like, where are you going? Oh, I got work tomorrow. Where? Perth. You know, like he just does that. So anyway, so I see the Ron man on his Facebook page that he's in Tokyo. And then I see my friend, Victor Schwierz, that is from Aetna, is like the main cameraman for golf in this country. He goes to the Masters, U.S. Open, all over the place. So I see him there, and I go, and I send him a message on Instagram, hey, Ron Man is there. I don't know if you know Ron Man or not, but you've got to link up with
Ron
Man.
But you should get to know Ron Man if you don't know him.
And I see where their photos are, and they are, quite honestly, probably 80 yards apart from each other, these two guys that I know across the world. Here's where technology gets me. So I send Victor a message, and I see the squiggly little lines right now because it's 6 o'clock at night,
right,
and golf starts on Wednesday and the practice rounds are going. The squiggly little lines, it's like we're communicating in real time back and forth on our phones on Instagram Messenger as I'm sitting here. I'm in Greentree. He's in Tokyo. I don't want to sound crazy, but it blows me away that when I was growing up, you'd have to call on the phone for somebody down the street or knock on their door and see if they were home. And if they weren't, you called. If they didn't pick up their phone, there was no other way to get them.
That was it.
And now I'm real-time communicating on my phone with a guy that's just going back. He's like, oh, yeah, I see him. He's right over there in a green shirt. He's like, but he's down the fairway some. I'll catch up with him at dinner time here in a little bit. And I'm like, again, I'm easy to please. But the fact that we real-time communicate on our phones with people, he's up in a tower in Tokyo. I'm sitting here at this studio in Greentree.
Right.
It's just,
the
I don't know.
The world's never been smaller, man.
It's crazy.
Never been smaller.
But we don't know how to talk to each other.
No. We know that we can, and it's real easy to do so. And and through a screen, some people can handle it no problem, or through, you know, device. But then you get them on, like, face-to-face. We always talk about this in relation to our kids. My daughter's 12 now, and she's got a phone. And naturally, she communicates, like, a lot of her friends she texts with. Some friends she messages with on whatever, you know, Snapchat or whatever it may be. And then she's got friends that she FaceTimes with, too. So it's odd. So there's not much crossover in the Venn diagrams of which friend groups she communicates with differently. Because certain friends, their parents will only let them have certain technology.
Okay.
Right? But here's the one thing that is in common is that once they get around each other and, like, in person, face to face, it takes a second. It's almost like you can see the gears turning before they really start to open up and talk to each other in the same way face to face that they do over a device.
It's like they'd rather sit next to each other and just text.
Almost.
Probably easiest.
Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy.
And once they get going, it's a rocky start, but then it smooths out. Like it starts a little awkward, but then it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll talk to you face to face. I can talk to you face to face, just like I would over instant messenger or text or whatever, FaceTime, whatever it may be. But it takes a second. It's just, I know we talk about it all the time. We probably sound like broken records for those that have heard us talk about it before. But like, it is weird how different generations handle technology differently.
I know. I don't. Again, I shouldn't be as blown away as I am. But I am. I am. I'm like, wow, that squiggly little, the little dots are working right now. Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's typing something on his phone in Tokyo.
A man on his phone in Tokyo right now is typing.
Yeah.
And you know that because you can see the little dots.
Oh,
God. Dot, dot, dot.
Would you go to the Olympics if you could? I was thinking about that yesterday. Would you go?
The older I get, probably the more interested I get in it, but I don't know. I mean, it would have to be, like, I wouldn't want to go all the way to the other side of the globe. Not like I don't know why. Like, I'm sure Japan is a fascinating country. And again, maybe as I get even older, I'll find it even more interesting to the point where I'll want to go someday. But for some reason, Japan doesn't strike me as a place where, like, if I were going to go to Japan, I would want to go and just take in the culture and the history. I wouldn't want to be like, okay, I've got to be at the soccer stadium at 2:30, and then I want to go see a badminton at 5:15, and then I got to see the basketball game at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Like, I would just want to be there to experience the country.
It's right. It's kind of like when, like, in maybe we're jaded in so much as we're sports people, but it's like, okay, like if I go to Miami, I don't want to go to a baseball game.
Right.
If I go to Dallas, I don't really want to go to a football game. Like, as great as that stadium is, like, I've been to a million in my life.
For example, we're going to, my wife and I are going to Nashville this weekend for a long weekend to celebrate our 15th anniversary. And I don't have any interest in going to a ball game while we're there. I don't even know if the Sounds are in town this weekend in Nashville. We're going to Nashville to do the nightlife and hang out, and there's some friends we know that are there, and it'll be a great time. I'm not going to go to a ball game. It would just distract me for 3 or 4 hours, you know?
Like, right.
I'm going to take in the city and live the life.
It's weird. We talk about that, too. Like, I say that with my wife sometimes when we're in different towns or whatever. And she was like, you know, like this whole, okay, well, the place at Disney that's like a zoo, that place that you could stay, Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
She goes, you know, I really, the Animal Kingdom, she says, like, we could go to the Pittsburgh Zoo and essentially see animals. I go, yeah, it's not that extravagant, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but you have to remember, there are people we live 12 miles from the zoo.
Right.
Okay. There are people that have to drive 3 hours to get to a zoo in this country. And so when they go to like Disney or whatever and they see a giraffe, they don't have the opportunity to do that, to leave their house at 9 o'clock in the morning and by 9:20 be seeing a giraffe.
Right.
We don't necessarily live in New York or Chicago, but we're afforded some opportunities.
We are a little spoiled.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said that those are, or she goes, who would go to, you know, this town and go to X chain restaurant or whatever? I go, some people don't have that.
Right.
Where they live. Like, we have a discussion. She doesn't say that, but like, we have a discussion. I go, that's why it's there. Like, some people, they don't have that in their town.
Yeah. Like, you live in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Right.
Birmingham is, what, 3 hours away, and that's the hotbed of, that's the big city.
Right. Like, try living in Harlan, Kentucky, and you've got to drive all the way up to Lexington or all the way down to Knoxville, and you're like, what's happening here? So it's just wild. I don't know. The life, our life discussions are something else. Oh, man. Do you think producer Matt made it to the Dominican yet? Speaking of that, I mean,
he does not get there. He's got two flights, he was telling me. He leaves this morning. Lexi, his wife, is already down there.
Trixie, yes.
And so he's got a flight to Miami and then a flight from Miami to the DR. So he won't get there till, I wouldn't think, at least like 2 o'clock or so.
Okay. Man. So he's flying by himself.
I think so. Unless there's other people from his church.
Oh yeah, that could happen.
I didn't ask him about the details.
What if he was like, I'm taking a boat?
Would it surprise you?
No, not at all. If he was rowing the boat, it wouldn't surprise me.
I felt bad because I had to ask, I had paperwork. Like, our kids are staying with friends this weekend, right? Because we're going out of town. And it's like I said, an anniversary trip. So it's just me and the wife. And so our kids are staying with friends. And you got to fill out forms, like, just in case they would have to go to the doctor
while we're going.
So you have to get them witnessed, right?
Yes.
By two people. And I had forgotten about it until we were leaving yesterday, and I happened to see Matt. I asked our boss, because I happened to see him walk through the hall. I was like, hey, can you just sign this real quick? Yeah, no problem. Thank you. And then I saw Matt, too. And it's always weird, that interaction, when there's someone that you want to ask for something that's kind of personal like that, but you're bothering them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bothering Matt for an extra 3 minutes before he's got to go do what he needs to do so he can leave and go home and start his vacation.
Matt, you could potentially be summoned to a court of law for
this. There's a chance that if my kid breaks his leg
yes.
and they withhold medical care because this form isn't filled out correctly, that it's on you.
Yeah, we're going to be summoning you from the Dominican, and you're going to be back, and we're going to be on Grant Street in shirt and ties.
Right.
And it's Amy Marcinkiewicz, she may be the judge now, not necessarily the reporter.
Oh, that's right, she is now.
Yes.
Forgot about that.
It could all happen like this. And we could be in the morning, and we could have Holden will be out there. There is a big rift in the radio community here in Pittsburgh.
Producer Matt Cole says he didn't want to sign this form anyway.
And it's forged. We have a handwriting expert from Carnegie Mellon. Jeff Hathorne at 7 o'clock, John Wehner in the 9 o'clock hour. There is tons of stuff to get into. We're all across the board this morning. It is absolutely positively a great show. I can promise you we'll deliver you that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.